We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Monday morning. Three big things. 59-year-old retired firefighter arrested for allegedly threatening to kidnap and kill Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple.
Two.
Early voting begins today in Sedgwick County.
One.
Trump and Biden on the campaign trail, 15 days until Election Day. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, we've got deer active out there. We did have a car versus deer traffic accident. Pretty much cleared up right now, but that was at 127th Street East and Central. Just about an hour ago is when that happened. Well, the deer are running this morning. They're out there and active, something you have to watch out for. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 53 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. The overnight low, 42. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain or drizzle. Tomorrow's high, 56 degrees. Now cloudy, 42 degrees. We have an east wind at 7 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. Google is allowing you to search for your favorite songs without typing a word.
If you've got a song stuck in your head, now you can whistle or hum it to Google to find out what it is.
What's that song?
A YouTube video from Google which shows users whistling and humming tunes into the Google search app and then finding the song. It's a new feature available in the Google app for both Android and iPhone users, where you simply ask, what's the song, or tap the new Search a Song button, then belt out the tune. You'll need to give Google about 10 to 15 seconds before you'll get results. You'll then get a list of songs to see just how close you got. The match is handled by machine learning on Google's end. As Google says, a song's melody is like its fingerprint with a unique identity, and their machine learning promises to match your musical skills with an actual song. The more you make matches, the better the search will be. The feature is available now in an updated Google search app. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
So what happens if you just can't carry a tune?
You can't use it.
I guess you
there it goes. It's going to tell you all sorts of things, and it's going to be wrong because you can't sing. It's not its fault.
The computer will come back and tell you.
It's your fault.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Despite a three-day stretch of losses, the benchmark S&P index still managed to finish higher for the week. Its third straight weekly gain. For the week, the S&P rose 6 points. It was up a fraction on Friday. The Dow gained 19 points for the week. It was up 112 points Friday. And the NASDAQ added 91 points for the week, but it was closing down Friday by 42 points. Federal health officials are unveiling a plan to get approved coronavirus shots to nursing home residents free of cost with the aid of two national pharmacy chains. No vaccine has yet been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, and the distribution program is contingent on that happening first. Trained staff from CVS and Walgreens will deliver the vaccines to each nursing home and administer shots. Assisted living facilities and residential group homes can also participate in the voluntary program. Nursing home staffers can be vaccinated, too, if they haven't gotten their shots already. Needles, syringes, and other necessary equipment will be included. So it looks like CVS and Walgreens want to do the right thing by the American public and give me some free shots. The staff of the Dallas Morning News has voted to unionize, becoming the first newspaper in Texas to do so, amid a recent wave of labor organizing at news outlets across the country. The Dallas News Guild announced Friday that employees of the paper and its Spanish-language sister publication, Al Día, voted 84-28 in favor of unionizing. The vote came after the paper's parent company, AH Bilo Corporation, declined to voluntarily recognize the union. The vote is part of a national trend and an inroad for newsrooms' unionization in a state that's traditionally been resistant to labor organizing. That would be Texas. 7:50, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and let's take a look at business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Sedgwick County Health Director, Health Officer Gerald Minns Friday signed an order that will allow bars, nightclubs, and other businesses licensed to sell alcohol for on-premises consumption to stay open until 1 a.m. The new order begins Thursday and ends December 9th. The businesses specified by the order will be allowed to continue to operate at 50% of fire code capacity. They are also allowed to continue curbside and carryout services past midnight. Now let's check out some more business news with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, unemployment numbers continued to improve in September, but Kansas Department of Labor is warning that the outlook is due in part to fewer residents in the workforce. Kansas has a 5.9% unemployment figure for September. That's down a percent from August. Wichita's unemployment rate in September stood at 9.1%. That's down from 11.6% in August. It remains the highest in the state of the large metro areas. And the Business Journal continues to dig into election campaign finance reports. Our latest list shows the largest consumers to the campaign of County Commissioner candidates Michael O'Donnell and Sarah Lopez. We also list the largest donors for other candidates, including Roger Marshall, Barbara Bollier, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump, and more reports coming this week. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yeah, I saw that labor report Friday, Bill, and that while the rate had gone down for Kansas, like you say, I looked at the numbers of people working, and fewer people were working. But
right, there's kind of an asterisk there, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, but here in Wichita, we still have a too high, but we're stepping in the right direction, I guess, as far as percentages are concerned.
Yeah, and hopefully with the recertification of the 737 MAX will help that out a little bit, too.
We're getting some good vibes about that, aren't we? Could happen pretty soon. Well, that's good news.
Yep.
Hey, how about those Wildcats? You guys in the Kansas State Wildcat football team did not lose this weekend, right?
That's right. They did not lose, and we remain in the top 20 now.
They did not participate. That thing. Yeah, I think they're number 20 in the polls. That's
right,
pretty good.
Right, yeah.
Washington, yours, you are a former Wildcat.
Bleeding purple, you
student.
Bet.
Yes, that's what you are. So I wanted to say happy birthday to somebody this morning that I've known for a long time. Leslie Farhaw is having a birthday today, and
happy birthday.
She and her friends from, we graduated in the same class at Wichita West, and we were pretty good friends in school. Still, I hope we're still friends. I don't know. Her mom really liked to listen to me on the radio. She'd tell me that all the time. Mom likes it. What you're doing on the radio? Okay. Her late mother.
There you go.
Her mother was a
peach.
Mom
likes you.
Mother was a peach.
She didn't say she does.
Yeah. She's got a couple of brothers who are doing some things with construction and roofing around town, so the Farhaws are doing well. And she has her daughter, Adrian, is a writer. She writes about, what does she write about? Well, food. You not familiar with
Adrian?
Oh,
neat.
Yeah.
I think I know
who that is.
Kind of a foodie, you
yeah.
bet.
You're a foodie, that's for sure. Anyway.
Well, yeah, I consume it, that's for sure.
Happy birthday to Leslie. Today is National Seafood Bisque Day, or is it bisque? I'm not sure.
Bisque.
Lecture is bowl of tasty soup made from the catch of the day. How about that? Creamy, smooth. Sounds good, doesn't it? Shrimp, lobster, crayfish.
No,
I don't know.
No, thanks.
I'm not going to have any crawdad. I'm sorry. But shrimp and crab, that's okay. So you
I'm
have,
allergic to shellfish.
Oh, that's
so I
right.
Can't have that.
You can't.
Yeah.
How about favorite soups? You got any favorite soups? We're going to go soup day. Huh?
Oh, man, I like Gretchen's taco soup and potato soup. It's hard to beat that.
Man, taco soup.
Is
I've
chili
never
a soup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
But okay, chili. I love
you're
chili.
You're talking about potato soup. My daughter and my wife both make a good potato soup. My grandmother, Smith, made an outstanding potato soup.
I bet.
And I don't know what she put in there, but it was just a little bit different. It was great. Of course, there's chicken noodle. I like the clam chowder. T- Tomato soup's good. So, you know, and it's the kind of a day. This is a good soup day.
You bet. We're getting into soup season, that's for sure.
Soup season. All right. National Seafood Bisque Day, and have some soup today. Thank you, Bill. Check with you next hour. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. And stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We have the latest on the presidential campaigns. Jad has a look at sports for you.
That's right, and we'll preview the Kansas City Chiefs trip to Buffalo that's going to happen this afternoon, coming up in sports.
Plus, entertainment news, the Blur is on the way as well.
That's right, we got another classic game show making a return. We'll tell you all about it coming up.
And traffic and weather, of course, all in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.